At that moment, the waiter arrived with their food. They ate in silence for a few minutes. Fenella looked up at Rod, wondering what was going on in his mind. He suddenly seemed very quiet, and she wondered if she'd said something to upset him. Perhaps he didn't like the idea of having to change his stories. Some authors never wanted to alter any of their precious work, even if their editors knew it would help to sell the books. "Are you all right?" she said at last, unable to bear the silence any longer. Rod glanced up at her. He sat back in his chair and took a deep breath. "Look," he said, "all this is very exciting for me. The thought of having my stories published, of becoming a children's author. To tell you the truth, it's one of my lifetime ambitions. But I can't help feeling perhaps this isn't a good time to be attempting it. You know, my name could be mud in a few weeks, and you might regret taking me on." Fenella put her knife and fork down and looked at the handsome, sensitive face across the table. Goodness, how he made her heart race. She would like to lean across and kiss him then and there. His deep, dark eyes looked into hers, as if desperate for some reassurance, and seemed to hint at an equally deep soul. She couldn't have felt more certain that this man would be the last man on earth to hurt a little boy, however annoyed he might have been. As far as I'm concerned, there's no question about your innocence," she burst out. "I trust my feelings about people. It's how I knew Ellie would be the right child for me. It's how I knew you'd be the right teacher for her. It's how I know you're the right man for me," she continued silently. She looked into his eyes, hoping she hadn't revealed too much already. "That's really sweet of you," said Rod, looking back at Fenella's intense, angry face across the table, and feeling, as he had once before, that he'd like to know her better. "She must be incredibly strong," he reflected, "to have taken on a child on her own. Now she was revealing further strength, strength of belief in him as a teacher and a writer." Fenella felt herself blush. Perhaps she had sounded too passionate. She didn't want him to know her true feelings. It would be terrible if he were to think she was only interested in meeting him because she had romantic fantasies about him. He was married, and although she could not hide her desire for him from herself, she must hide it from him. Otherwise he would suspect her of hidden motives, not only for this meeting, but also for believing him to be innocent. Fenella pulled herself together. "Publishing is a long, drawn-out business," she said, trying to make the meeting more businesslike. "By the time we've got anywhere with your stories, this whole business at the school will have been long forgotten." "Right," said Rod. "Well, you know what you're doing, and I trust you to use your own judgment."
"Good," said Fenella. "Now, would you like a dessert?"